But there is one other, which is sort of historical now. It's called Crew Cuts. And along about 1965, before there was much of a women's liberation movement and when there were still a lot of crew cuts, I formed this this syndrome of the hairstyle and certain political and sexual opinions. And now it's very dated, of course. It manages to look at the same time archaic and fashionable, you know. Terrible. But anyway, I want to read it. But I have to tell that first so you'll really love it, you know. So you'll know it. I was there first. It's the men, you know, the crew cuts, this was... I met these guys in airports because I'd be traveling around doing poetry readings in the winter and I'd get stuck for a couple of hours and I'd see all these guys. And the crew cut was a guy... I mean, not everybody, but a crew cut was a crew cut. The crew cut was a guy who... he walked like this, you know. And he was sort of saying all the time, he was saying, "I'm not a girl, I'm not a girl." And, you know, who said he won? I think I know who said he won. Wasn't me. I didn't say. Men with crew cuts are impossible, like ice shows. In airport bars all winter, holding standby tickets, they wait for a plane into the next territory and confess to puzzlement over the Oriental mind. Later, they want to drop eggs on the Russians. Later, they want to keep violence out of the streets by installing a machine gun nest on every corner. When they talk about women, they are discussing a subjugated race, rumored to have cached away huge quantities of ammunition. They lounge on the porch of the Planters Club in southern Rhodesia, pith helmets over their crew cuts, drinking pink gins, and laughing at jokes about the stupid natives, while the tom-toms start to beat in a million kitchens. Anyway, you missed that. While the tom-toms start to beat in a million kitchens, and the sky lightens with a storm of Russians with hair down to their shoulders, as inscrutable as Chinese, and as merciless as women.